Honey, are you awake? Oh. I can feel you moving around. Is that really okay? No, it's clearly not just fine. You're shaking and you're all sweaty. Did you have a nightmare? Baby, you need to tell me. I can't just leave you alone like this. Oh, sweetie. You're feeling too anxious to sleep. About anything particular, or is it just one of those nights? No, it's okay. I'm already awake now, so just tell me. Keeping these feelings inside, it's not gonna make you feel any better. Oh, it's because of work. I figured. Your boss is giving you more responsibilities. Again. I feel like she's making you do enough work for 3 people. Honey, you can't take care of everything. You need to learn to say no, too. No, I know. It's easier said than done. But if it's affecting you this much, something needs to change. I can see how much you suffer from always working or thinking about work, and I don't know how to deal with it. I want to help you, but I don't know what to do. Maybe we can think of a way you can confront her. I know we can't solve these issues right now. It just makes me so sad to see you like this. Is there anything I can do to make you feel at least a little bit better now? Just to help you fall asleep so we can tackle things tomorrow? No. I will not go back to sleep until you let me help you. I won't be able to get any rest knowing you're feeling like this right now anyway. Of course I can hold you, baby. You want to be the big spoon? I don't care that you're sweaty. And you're definitely not gross. Here. Let me crawl under the blankets with you. Honey, your heart is racing. Shh, it's okay. I'm here for you now. Everything will be okay. Feel better. That's the only thing I care about right now. Can you feel my breath on your neck? Just try to breathe in with me. In and out. Deep breaths, baby. In and out. Really focus on your breathing. Just feel my chest rise against your back as you breathe in with me. Just like that, honey. See, your heart is already slowing down. Just keep going, just like that. You're doing so well. I love you so, so much. And it breaks my heart to see you suffer like this. I know you want to do everything in your power to make it others happy. But you need to take care of yourself as well. Of course, your work and responsibilities are important, but don't forget about your well-being. It is difficult, and you might feel bad about prioritizing your own feelings, but you have to. You always want to be strong and take care of everything, but sometimes strength lies in admitting that you can't do things alone. Asking for help, accepting help, saying no to others. Those make you strong as well. You need to know your limits. Please, at least try to talk to me when something is on your mind, okay? I'll always be there to support you and help you through the difficult times. I can't solve these things for you, but I'll do everything I can to help you work on them and be there for you while you do. Do you promise to let me help you? Thank you, baby. Now, try to only focus on the feelings of me holding you. All of those other thoughts are tomorrow's issue. Is there anything I can do to help you free your mind? Let me just stroke your hair. Of course I can do that, sweetie. Just try to relax and let me take care of you. I love running my fingers through your hair. Just lightly massaging your scalp. The slight tickle of your soft hair on my skin. You have my nails scratching. Just ever so softly. And I love that no matter how often I do this, you still get goosebumps like it's the very first time. It always seems like something special. What do you think I'm doing? I'm taking my shirt off. And yours is coming off too. Sit up a bit so I can just... And we don't need those bottoms either. Skin contact is super important and a great way to release all those feel-good hormones. That's why cuddling feels so good. and being naked makes it even better. My breasts resting against your back. This is just a fun bonus. Hold my hand as I place it on your chest. I want us both to feel your heartbeat. You smell so good. And I don't mean your shampoo or body wash, just your own scent. It's downright intoxicating. What else do I like about your body? You shouldn't get me started on that if you want us to get any sleep tonight. Okay, well, I'm feeling your warm, soft skin. My hand running over it and your back pressed against me. Feeling those tiny hairs stand up as I caress your body, your muscles twitching when I touch your belly, your goosebumps when I stroke those extra sensitive parts of yours. I love gliding my hands over your back, feeling your shoulders and your muscles move. My fingers going down your spine, exploring the little bumps before reaching the small of your back, where you're the most ticklish. Maybe go even further down to your butt. Gripping, jiggling those firm cheeks. I love your arms and hands, how you hold me with them, the way they can be strong yet so gentle and caring. Feeling your muscles and veins, those soft hairs, holding your hand, our fingers locking. Never wanting to let you go. I love your warmth, not just physically, but also emotionally. Whether I'm cold or sad, being close to you just always makes me feel better. You keep me warm, so when you need it, I can give that warmth back to you. Supporting each other makes us both so much stronger. I love your beautiful eyes and your breathtaking smile. I fell for you the first time I looked at you. And when I saw your adorable laugh after I told one of my dumb jokes, I just knew that I needed to be with you. I love your soft lips, watching them move and form words when you talk to me. Kissing them. The satisfaction of feeling them all over my body. I can't even stop myself from touching them right now. Parting them ever so slightly. I'm feeling your warm breath as you exhale. I love those little cues you give me without even being aware of them. those tiny movements or looks that let me know what you want. Like right now, I can feel you pressing your butt into me, telling me to hold you even tighter, to wrap my legs around yours.
What else?
No, you asked that. Tell me exactly what you want to hear.
I love your cock.
That's just perfect for me. And you always manage to make me feel so good with it. Stroking you, sucking you, getting fucked by you. It's just amazing. And knowing how much pleasure it brings you makes it so much better. Being with you has given me so much, and if there's anything I can do to give back to you, I will. And speaking of giving back to you, is there anything else I can do to help you relax? If I have anything in mind. Well, you know. Since you asked about a certain part of your body, I thought maybe you'd like me to give it some attention. I could let my hand explore it a bit. Just wandering down from your chest. Gently brushing against your nipple, down your belly. Where else would it go? How about down here? Slowly making its way up your thigh. I can feel your hips moving, grinding your butt into me. I'm sorry if I'm being too much of a tease. It looks like someone's getting excited. How would you feel about me playing with your balls a bit? Your cock definitely seems to like that. I want to hold it while you get hard for me. I love the feeling of your cock growing in my hand. Knowing I can do this for you, just by touching you, the sensation of it getting harder and larger as I lightly stroke and massage it. Anything hotter would be doing this with my mouth. But I'll just slowly stroke you for now. Let me know if there's anything you want me to do. Does that feel good? Judging by those adorable moans of yours, probably does. Fuck. You're starting to thrust into my hand. This is so fucking sexy. I wish I could see your face right now. I just love giving you pleasure. I'm slowly stroking up and down. I'm getting faster and faster before slowing down again. Of course, I can show your balls some more love. I'll just lightly cup them with my hand. Massage them just the way you like. Baby, I can't take it anymore. I need to taste you. Can you lie on your back for me, please? Spread your legs a little bit more. You like it when I kiss up your thighs, don't you? I'm getting closer and closer to your beautiful cock. Amazing, honey. I'm gonna stroke you while popping your head in and out of my mouth. My tongue circling around it. Teasing the slit of that sensitive spot underneath. I can feel your cock throbbing in me. And your hips bucking. Yes, you can thrust into my mouth. I want you to, baby. You can even go deep. Yeah, she's like, yeah. Moan for me, baby. Let me hear how good I make you feel. Oh, you're so sick here. You taste so good. You feel so good in my mouth. Because you're getting close. We're gonna come for you. Yes, I want you to come in my mouth, baby. Come on, baby, come in. And give it to me. All I want to drink. All of that delicious cum. Mm-hmm. That was so good, baby. Thank you. I could not have asked for a better midnight snack. I hope you enjoyed it as much as I did. You certainly seem a lot more relaxed than before. Yeah, let me curl back up next to you. So I can hold you again. There we go. Nice and cozy. Where do you think that hand of yours is going? You really do not have to return the favor, baby. This was all about you and helping you calm down. I'll be more than happy to accept your offer tomorrow. But for now, let's just try and get some sleep, okay? Come here. Let me give you some goodnight kisses. I'll be here for you as long as you need me. And we're together, everything will be fine. Snuggle up to me and use me as your soft, warm pillow, my love. Just close your eyes, rest your head, and listen to my heart as we both drift away.